LeBron, your off-night shooting, as well as with the turnovers, was that more of what they were doing to you, or was it just that, an off-night?
Well, my shooting is, you know, a lot of me, just out of rhythm. I think my turnovers, some of them was careless, some of them was chemistry. Kind of, I'm throwing passes where I was hoping that some of my teammates were, and they were not there, and that will come with each game, will come with each practice. Us continue to learn each other. There was one in the corner where Kyrie, I thought he was going to stay in the corner, he cut back door. There was another one late where I thought Kevin was going to kind of roll, he popped. You know, those things will come.
Was some of it nerves, though, with the big night and everything like that?
I mean, it was a huge night. It was exciting for the fans, exciting for the city, but, you know, now we could just play regular basketball, man, and, you know, it was a great turnout.
Back when you came in the league, I don't know if you realize this, your first home game was against Carmelo, and he beat you then. And
yeah.
Here's your first home game. The rivalry is still there, I guess, right?
I guess so, if you want to put it that way, man. But, you know, it's one game, and we got to learn from this. We got, you know, it's great to have a game like this, especially early on. You know, it's good for us to learn from the experience that we had tonight and get better.
LeBron, did you feel comfortable out there at the beginning of the ball game?
I did. I got some good looks. I got some great looks. I missed a layup. I missed two open threes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the turnovers kind of got me off rhythm more than anything. We had a couple breaks where we should finish those three on twos, and I turned the ball over twice on two of them, on three of the fast breaks. So, you know, I hate turning the ball over, so it's a pet peeve of mine. And eight is definitely something that's not it's not okay. And it led to, my turnovers led to our team, basically just trickled down to everybody else.
Did you feel like you pressed a little bit tonight?
No, I didn't press. I didn't do much.
Maybe that's what caused some of the turnovers.
Nah. I think just some of the turnovers just careless. I didn't press at all.
Brian, Coach Pratt mentioned that you guys peaked like too early emotionally. You think that was
a? No, I don't think. I mean, who wouldn't peak emotionally with a night like this? There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, emotions don't run. The crowd was excited. We were all excited. Everyone was excited for this game. And you know, I don't think us peaking emotionally had anything to do with it. I just think we just had some careless plays.
Can you tell me about what you were feeling or thinking, you know, when you saw your commercial go up on the Jumbotron and when you went to do the chalk toss before the game?
Well, I just try to stay focused and maintain, the focus as much as I could. And obviously, it was a special night for not only myself, but for everybody. And I'm glad it was great, but I'm also glad it's over.
Ron, how difficult was it to treat this game as a normal game?
It was very difficult. You know, not only, you know, the game, but, you know, just having a newborn as well, you know, at the house. So, you know, a lot has happened in the last week, you know, to lead up to this point. So, you know, it was fun while it lasted.
LeBron, do you like that you have a nice test tomorrow? Do you bounce back against a team that's, you know,
What's great about this league, you can play as bad as I did tonight, and then you're able to bounce back and kind of rekindle and see how you can go from there. So, you know, it's always a learning experience. I think, like I said, the best teacher in life is experience, and we learn from it.
Did you hear that the crowd was singing the national anthem?
Yes, I did. That was amazing. That was some college stuff right there. Yeah, you usually don't see stuff like that, but that was amazing.
Defensively tonight, LeBron, they shot over 50% three-point range and from the field. What was the problem there?
Well, I thought in the first half we gave them some good looks. I thought in the second half we played pretty well. They hit a lot of about four or five shots at the end of the shot clock. I know JR hit about three of them. Quincy Acey hit one. Jason Smith hit a couple. And then the dagger Melo hit at the end. We was right on top of them. So, you know, we just got to do a better job of keeping guys out the middle of the floor. And then if someone gets beat, you know, help. And, you know, don't give guys just open looks. I think we gave up too many shots where we didn't contest. No one contested.
It sounded like defense was the main.
Well, sometimes, you know, defense wins games, but sometimes your offense can detect your defense, dictate your defense, and that's what happened tonight. We started turning the ball over, you know, and, you know, your offense can help your defense. And when you turn the ball over 19 times for 26 points, that's never a good formula for winning.